Refugee implementing partners are devising better ways of improving livelihood, mainly agriculture, in the refugee settlements. The partners want to apply irrigation as a more sustainable way of farming. This is aimed at facilitating refugee and host communities to achieve home-based food security and income. The advisor, Water and Sanitation Australian Development Agency, Joyce Magala, suggests ways forward.
We are putting a lot of investment in getting the refugees and host communities to come up with some gardening, but then we know the weather will not really be very favorable to them. Probably we need really to put a lot of emphasis on the different small irrigation, like the sprinkler, and I think this also has to be inbuilt within the package that comes with the livelihoods.
Meanwhile, the refugee desk officer explains the challenge faced in Rhino Camp settlement.
The problem we have in Rhino Camp, there is little water, and the water which is being produced there by systems and boreholes is water for domestic use and is not meant for irrigation. So far we don't have any project that has been able to generate water for production.
The European Union Emergency Trust Fund Consortium Coordinator Frederick A.D. urges that even if the irrigation is applied, mitigating factors for fighting pests and diseases should not be ignored.
No matter how we are going to work hard, if there's no way whereby there's an intervention in terms of giving knowledge to the farmers, supplies of all chemicals for killing all those diseases, it will not be easier.
The four-year program being implemented in the districts of Adjumani, Arua, Yumbe and Chiradongo started in 2016 and will end in 2020.